Good evening, and welcome to the Tao of June, living an inspired life. I'm driving to my shared workspace right now. Oh my goodness, it's been such a busy day, a busy week, busy few weeks, busy few months. Oh man, but I just wanted to share a thought that I heard while listening to Bob Proctor today. It was an interview he was doing with Lewis Howe. And it really got me to pause for a moment and really think. And it was a quote that he was sharing from his mentor, Bill Grove. But the quote is, and I'm just going off memory here, so I'm just going to paraphrase it. If I want to be free, then I've got to be me. Not the me my wife thinks I should be. Not the me my kids think I should be. If I'm going to be free, then I've got to be me. So I better get to know who me really is. Isn't that fascinating? If I'm gonna be free, if I want to be free, then I've got to be me. So I better get to know who me really is. Isn't that the famous phrase in, the Greek phrase, know thyself, to thine own self be true. And I think that it's really important to realize, yeah, if I'm gonna be free, truly free, then I've got to give myself the freedom to be me, not the me I think others think I should be. And I shouldn't look for others' approval. It's really just my own approval, my self-approval, my self-acceptance, accepting of myself, and really getting to know who myself really is. And I think it's really important to not try to compare myself to anyone or try to mimic or, try to be like somebody else, because I think that that's not only frustrating, but I think it's almost like I feel disappointed in myself when I try too hard to get the approval of others, or I try too hard to fit in or act like someone else. And also, to the point of self-acceptance, I think that the reason why I have such a hard time with public speaking and things like that, like at my Toastmasters meeting, I joined Toastmasters because I froze when I was giving a presentation on dog grooming, something I know a lot about and I'm passionate about. I could talk about dog grooming all day long, but when I got in front of an audience, a crowd of people, and I tried to give my memorized little 2-minute intro to my presentation, I went blank. My mind went blank and I froze, felt scared. And I still felt that a lot. I felt it a little bit today as well at my Toastmasters meeting. But then I reminded myself, if I'm gonna be free, then I've got to be me. And I realized, yeah, I may go up there and I may suck. That's okay, right? I don't have to be perfect. I think it's that pressure that I put on myself that causes the fear and the anxiety, because in my mind, I have to deliver a perfect speech, I have to be perfect up there, I have to not make any mistakes, and, I have to do a great job, you have to be excellent, and it's like, no, what if I go up there and flop? What if it sucks? That's okay, and it probably will suck. That's all right. That's why we're there, right? That's why we're at Toastmasters, and that's why we're going up and trying so that we can get better and better. How can we get better? How can I get better if I never allow myself the opportunity to go up there and suck, right? And hopefully I don't suck all the time. Hopefully I'll just suck once in a while. But it's accepting myself, all of myself, all of me, the good and the bad, and realizing that it's okay not to be perfect all the time. It's okay to make mistakes. It's I have to be free to be me, right? And Dr. Maxwell Maltz, in his book Psycho-Cybernetics, he says something very similar to that. He's saying, why are we trying so hard to be somebody when you already are somebody? You're you, right? And that's so simple. It's like, oh yeah, why am I trying so hard to be somebody? I'm already somebody. I'm me. And although I may not think highly of myself at times, and I may see others doing better than me in certain areas of life, that's okay, right? Because I'm not them, and they're not me. And I'm not supposed to be them. They're not supposed to be me. We're all supposed to be different and unique and have our own unique experiences throughout this life. And I think that maybe comparison, by comparing ourselves with others, it robs us of that joy of having this unique experience called life. And I really like another point that Dr. Maxwell Maltz pointed out, is that no one is superior nor inferior to anyone else. You're simply you. And he's saying that the example that he used in his book was Arnold Palmer, the famous golfer. And he was saying Arnold Palmer may have a better golf game than him. He'll never be able to drive a golf ball the way he does. But Arnold Palmer doesn't know how to do plastic surgery either, right? Like Dr. Maxwell Maltz does, you know? And so he's saying, but that doesn't make Dr. Maxwell Maltz better than Arnold Palmer. Neither does it make Arnold Palmer better or worse than Dr. Maxwell Maltz. They're just better than the other in different areas, you know? And there's always something that you're better than someone else at, or you know more than someone else about certain things. But the same can also be said about them too. Someone else will always be better than you at some other thing. Even if it's something as silly as, you know, playing the paper football game, right? Or, you know, playing marbles or dominoes. Someone's so much better than you at playing dominoes. Who cares, right? I mean, congratulations to them for being such a great dominoes player. But you may be better at blackjack or poker or any other game. Or you might be a better soccer player. And someone who doesn't play that well at soccer might be better at baseball or basketball. The examples go on and on, but when we really look at it, it's like, yeah, I'm not superior nor inferior to anyone. I'm simply me, right? And like Bill Gove says, if I'm going to be free, then I've got to be me. And I think that it's important to take some time to really get to know who me really is. Not the me that my parents expect me to be, or my wife, or my children, but the real me, the me that I was meant to be. And I think giving myself the freedom to do that, accepting myself with all my embarrassing flaws, and also giving myself credit for the things that I am good at, I think it really helps to feel free and not so scared to try new things or go up and speak in public or do anything that might make me look foolish or silly or stupid or embarrassed. You know, just realizing that it's okay, you know? I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to be what everyone, you know, thinks I should be, or I don't have to impress everyone. I only have to do what I know I should do, right? Do the things I know I should do. And at the end of the day, be able to ask myself, am I proud of myself today? Am I proud of the day that I had? And being able to answer yes, regardless of what anyone else thinks. And if the answer is no, being able to accept that and still love myself and be kind to myself and accept myself with my flaws and say to myself, I know I had a bad day and I made some mistakes, terrible mistakes, and I may have done some things that I regret because I was emotional, I lost my temper, whatever it is, I was hungry. But being able to be kind to myself and accept myself and say, okay, the answer to that question, am I proud of myself for the day that I had? The answer is no. It's an honest no. But tomorrow is another day, and it's a new opportunity for me to change that and make it a yes tomorrow, right? And Dr. Wayne Dyer, I love how he points out that true nobility is not being better than anyone else. It's being better than the person you were yesterday. You know, it's being better than you used to be. And that's it. And I think that's why having bad days is also pretty important, because if you just continue to keep rocking it, right? And just keep having better days than you did the day before, and just keeps getting better and better, you keep raising that bar higher and higher. I think having a bad day once in a while, slipping up and maybe losing your temper, or you know, not doing something as well as you knew you could do, or embarrassing yourself in front of people, having a day like that, I think, helps, because you've now reset the bar, right? And now the next day, if the goal is to just be better than the day, better than you were the day before, better than, you know, just be better than you were yesterday, then having a bad day makes the next day pretty easy to be better than the day before, right? So I like to call bad days reset days, days where you just reset the bar, because, you know, sometimes it's a little difficult to keep besting your best, right? And I'm not saying that's impossible, and hey, if you're doing it, good on you, congratulations, right? But for me, I think, you know, always pouring it on every day and just being better than I was the day before and continue to do that, I think sometimes it gets to the point where it's like, wow, I'm just getting burned out, right? I'm doing too much. And I think sometimes having those days where you just, you know, blow up, rah, you know, fuck the world, fuck everything, you know, and then you feel ashamed and you feel embarrassed and you feel bad about yourself. And at the end of the day, it's like, am I proud of myself? No, I'm not proud of myself, right? I think it's good to have those days sometimes, because then you say, well, tomorrow is a new day, and it's a new opportunity to be better than I was today. And given the things that happened today, that's going to be pretty easy, right? At least tomorrow will be pretty easy to be better than the person I was today. And so any way you look at it, I think it's, you know, good to have a good, a positive perspective on things. And just remember that if you're going to be free, then I've got to be me. If I'm gonna be free, the quote is, I'm messing it up. If I want to be me, then I've got to be free. Not the me that my wife thinks I should be. Not the me my kids think I should be. If I want to be free, then I've got to be me. And then I better get to know who me really is. I honor the light in you that is also in me. Namaste.